Redbirds record win number 20 of the 2016-17 season. They defeat the Drake Bulldogs 82-53. We are now joined by head coach Dan Muller. Dan, your team was up four with about 14 minutes to go in the game when you went to that 2-3 zone. And although you had used the 2-3 zone in the first half, that really seemed to change things.
A whole bunch of guys made some huge plays down the stretch. I say down the stretch, during that run, competed like crazy. The zone was very good. It kind of brought us back in the first half. We went back to man, and then we brought it back out in addition to the press. And it got us going, got us a rhythm. Certainly got some stops, you know, to hold them to 27%. But I thought our older guys, well, that's maybe not true because Keyshawn's throwing that mix. I thought Paris, Deontay, Tony, and Keyshawn played with unbelievable passion the entire night. You can throw Dowda in that mix. And then DJ and Phil in the second half kind of picked it up and got it going. Madison gave us great minutes. So it was a team effort. Obviously, a very impressive run there, and you know, 20 wins sounds pretty good. Certainly not satisfied, but that's a pretty good number to hit this early.
Yep. Paris just kind of struggled a little bit without Mikhail in the lineup, and I think tonight was the first night he really felt comfortable with his surroundings, his teammates. And
yeah, I thought he was going to shoot it well, but I thought that a couple other games also. He's been struggling with the shot the last five games, and some of them are good shots. He's just in a little bit of a slump, which all shooters go through, and some of it is the absence of Mikhail. Tonight he got in a good rhythm. They went to a zone, and he got a couple wide-open shots. I think it was good for him to see the ball go in. But he played a masterful game on both ends. And as I said, his energy level, his competitive spirit, at halftime in the huddles, he and Deontay and Tony specifically, you know, that's what it's all about, taking ownership of the team.
58% from the field. It's your best shooting game of the season.
Yeah, not only that, but it's about, 20% higher than we've been the last five games. I mean, we've been shooting it very poorly, not just from three, but overall our percentages have been bad. And we didn't make our free throws. Obviously, Phil was a big part of that. And I didn't like our defensive rebounding. But other than that, pretty clean game. Took care of the ball, made shots, shared the ball. Guys off the bench came in. Obviously, our defensive intensity was great. But our offensive execution was very good tonight. And it always looks better when you make shots. I mean, bottom line, you got Keyshawn and Paris making 9 threes between the two of them. Your offense is just going to look better.
I thought the team showed a lot of character tonight. I really didn't know what to expect coming out after the game at Wichita, but I thought they showed a lot of character tonight.
Yeah, and I thought, I wasn't worried, as I said. I really meant that we started the game great, got that 6-7-point lead, and then Wampler came in and hit us, and then we kind of – went through the motions for a little bit, but there wasn't a doubt in my mind we were going to play well. This group has been resilient, and you have to be resilient after wins also. They're really hungry. They know that we have a chance to win a championship, which we've talked about, and that probably only happens if we continue to win. And again, the leadership of our team is who deserves the credit.
You say you didn't make your free throws, Dan, and again, you didn't get to the line too often, especially until late in the game, but that is kind of going to be the way it is without Mikhail.
A little bit, unfortunately. We had one free throw in the first half.
Right.
Clear that. That's
and
no
still
good.
Had one quite a ways into the second half.
Right, yeah. We're not a team that gets to the foul line a lot without Mikhail, as you've said. And against not only his ability to get to the foul line, but it's his ability to draw double teams, open things up for other guys. We got a little better at that, though. You know, we can't we just have to get a little better at that.
And how do you do that? Just attack the goal a little bit more?
Well, some of our guys around the rim got to use shot fakes a little better. We got to get our offensive rebounding since Mikhail's been out has been horrendous. Tonight it was terrible. We had 5 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
We're just not going consistently enough. Some of it's because guys are playing a little more minutes and they don't think they have enough energy to do it. Some of it's, you know, we're in the middle of a four-game stretch in 10 days. But if we get more offensive rebounds, we'll get to the foul line more.
Deontay rolled his ankle there toward the end of the game and didn't play after that, I assume partly because you had a pretty comfortable advantage after that point. What do you know about his status right now?
I'm guessing he'll be okay, but we won't know. We have tomorrow off, which is nice, not just for the ankle, but they need it and deserve it. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, as you say, you have tomorrow off and now actually a little extra time to prepare for a game, which must feel nice.
It is nice. 9 p.m. late start, too. coaches will hit the road recruiting tomorrow. So we'll divert across the country in different directions. And then we'll come back and prepare for a big game Saturday with rivalry of Bradley, one of which we are honoring a great team. The 97 and 98 teams will be honored Saturday night at halftime. So I'm looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of my best friends and playing our rival.
So many things that your team has done this year had not been done since those two teams of 97 and 98. So it's very appropriate that they come back and watch this team.
I thought we had a chance to win the league. It's not why we're doing it. It's 20-year anniversary of our 97 team, which is when we won the league. But this team clearly has a chance to do some things we didn't do. We already won more games to start the conference than we had won. Yep. Set the record with that. Obviously, our home court. Even my senior year, we lost two games, and this team has a chance to beat that. So this group we're with right now has got a chance, if we continue to get better and stay focused, get healthy, has got a chance to go down as, you know, pretty historic team. So,
yep.
And it's a fun group to be around.
It is.
That's one of the best parts about it.
It is. Well, Mike and I have been around them, and not nearly as much as you, but around them enough to know that is very, very true. And it's exciting times for Redbird basketball. Be there Saturday night.
Yes.
It's a little late, a little later than usual, but you can get permission to stay up late.
They can go to late church instead of going to 7 a.m.
Okay.
Church or Mass. They
That'll
go to
work.
11.
That'll
okay.
work.
So
That'll work.
Or Saturday night.
Or Saturday night.
Before
exactly.
the game.
That's even better. Yeah. We always get a great crowd for Bradley. Let's pack that. When was the last time we had a sellout? Any idea? Mm.
Well, it's been a few seasons.
At least a few.
Yeah.
We need to sell that thing.
Let's
out.
Take care of that. 10,200.
Absolutely.
Watching the Redbirds and the Braves, the best rivalry in the Missouri Valley Conference. And hopefully the Redbirds can keep it going here and stay on top in the Missouri Valley. Dan, congratulations on getting it done. A nice bounce back from last Saturday, and we'll look forward to this coming Saturday.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.